Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
Oh my gosh. Today is a very special day, Electra.
Why, babes?
Because today is like gay Christmas for me. The guest that we've got, or the guests that we've got on the pod today, icon in the Hun world. And I can't believe.
It's snowing glitter outside. It is the gayest thing ever to happen.
To us.
To us.
But yeah, we're not gay, us. Though.
I'm not gay.
This is, I feel a bit like when we're about to introduce our guests, a bit like when Alexandra Burke got to introduce Beyonce.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. I can't believe I'm about to say this.
I can't believe this. This has just been, this is going to be amazing. Should we just get on with it?
Let's get on with the show.
Please welcome to the show, the Price Sisters. It's Katie and Sophie Price.
Cheer yourselves on, babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you can't shout,
the only fan I've got in the room is the bloody fan in the corner here.
Well,
blowing away.
If we were in that room with you both, you'd have another couple of fans. And Katie,
oh, I love it.
You've both got fans. You've got one of the biggest podcasts in the country at the moment.
I don't know how that happened.
No,
I actually don't, do we,
Soph? No, when people say to me, oh, I love your sister, yours and Kate's podcast, whatever, and I sit there and I think, hey, all me and Kate do is sit there and talk shit for an hour.
Do you know what I love about it? I love the fact, and I said this to you earlier when we were setting up, I feel like I'm watching a FaceTime with you. You know, if it feels like you're watching your friends on FaceTime, and I think that that's one of the things that I really enjoy about it. And what I also love about it is, obviously, there's loads of media speculation about everything that you do, Katie. What this podcast does is that in real time, you can actually go, no, that's not correct. This is how
it really
happened. So I love it. I listen every week.
I think the pod's good in that respect because it gives Kate her own voice, like, to just say it without anything being twisted.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So when you read articles, they use a different headline to what we've actually spoken about.
Yeah.
But then when you actually listen to the pod, Kate's like addressed it.
My favourite one recently was you took 1 week off. You took 1 week off and everybody's like, oh, the pod's cancelled. And it's like, no.
Oh, my God.
She's dead.
Yeah, well, tell them what happened there, Soph.
Right, so were we having tech issues or something to do with your laptop? Kate had to get a new laptop or something like that. Really, like, just minor like that. So me, Kate and Chris were like, look, let's have a break this week. I think it was the kids were on half term or something as well.
Something like that,
So that was our sort of like reasoning, if you like. And then literally, I can't say who it was. But like,
a red top.
Name
a
them.
Red top. A red top media.
A red top was basically like, the podcast been cancelled and all of that. And we were like, fucking hell, we're only having a week.
But so, turn it into a positive. At least they listen to it.
Yeah.
I always think that. Yeah. I think that
turn
every
it
week.
Into positive.
I think that every week. They must listen because they get the stories from the pod.
Indeed.
Exactly. Indeed. But they never write when we say stuff about them, though, do they?
Well, they won't.
It's a one-way street.
Well, this is what I love about podcasts, right? And because obviously when I started 3 decades ago, it was only print and like newspapers. That was it. There was no social media. There was no Instagram, TikToks, or I think there was Space something. What was the Space one?
MySpace.
MySpace.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I didn't even do that either.
No, I didn't.
But nowadays, people who have got like followers and are on Instagrams, TikToks and that, they have more followers than probably what they do, they sell.
Yeah.
So we are more powerful now. So we can use our own voice to recreate or just say what the truth is. Mm. And I don't. I think now a lot of people now are starting to realise that the media actually write a lot of bullshit, and a lot of us can rectify it on here, like, which is what we do. I've just, by the way, I had a drone over my house 15 minutes ago. I'm sorting out my containers, so I'm telling you now, you're gonna read. Kate's moving out. She's sorting all her stuff out. Her mucky mansion, you watch, that would be the headline.
She's moved into a container.
Yeah. Well, that's better than a caravan, although I'd love to live in a caravan, actually.
Yeah, it's great.
If you need, if you need a couple of hands, I'm the heavy and
I'm not freaking heavy, you cheeky bitch.
No, I'm the heavy. Oh! You can be the project manager.
Yeah, something like that.
One thing I want to ask you is, how do you feel about being part of this whole Hun culture thing and being the star of the meme queens? Because I thought, before we were recording here, I was like, how would I introduce Katie Price to somebody in the Hun world who doesn't know who Katie Price is? Of course, everybody does. But I would call you the final boss of Hun culture, because you are like at the top. Like, how do you feel about being such a star in this space? Because we love you.
I absolutely love it. I can take the piss out myself. So, yeah, being part of someone being able to take the piss out of me, I love it because I take the piss out of myself. And some people would be really offended if people make memes up of what of them.
Memes.
And it's like,
memes.
I say everything. Memes. Well, memes.
Memes. Memes,
people
meme,
need to
whatever
get
you want.
A life. Yeah, people need to get a life. It's a laugh. Like, so what? If you can't take the piss out yourself, then what else can you take the piss out of?
And I hope
I have a question.
Of course.
How did Hunsnet originally come about? Because I remember sort of seeing it on Insta, and then it's just sort of blew up. So how did that all come about?
Well, it came about with, I've been obsessed with noughties pop culture and 90s and noughties. I'm 42 myself, so I've been through, like, you know, the same timelines as you, and I've just been obsessed with, like, things from back in the day, you know, like things which were so important to us, like, you know, like the days of China White and
oh,
you know,
oh my god,
China
yes,
White
Wednesday night
at China White, and watching that play out in the press, and obviously all of the reality TV shows and everything that you've been on. I have been on that journey, and we've been on that journey the whole time. So for me, it's about celebrating those times, because it's like they make me feel good. Do you know what I mean? And you know, it makes me think about, you know, what I was doing at that time when I'm a Celeb was on, and I always remember Katie coming out with the Von Dutch hat.
Yeah,
you know, that's such an
icon. It's coming back, Von Dutch.
Von Dutch.
I've been around for, what is it, 3 decades in this industry, and I'm still here.
But what I will say about it is that, like, when I make the memes and you're on them, Katie, it is from a place of being, like, a long-time fan of yours, and, like, from a place of absolute love.
I love it.
You know, and I think what it does, and you've said it exactly right there, is if you can take the piss out of yourself, then, you know, within reason, of course, nobody wants to be nasty or anything like that.
Yeah.
But you have created, over the years, so many iconic pop culture moments, and this whole Hun culture thing and Hunsnet is just there to celebrate those and go, oh my God, because, you know, we all remember what we were doing when you entered Eurovision. We all remembered what you were doing
talking about that the other day, actually, Eurovision.
It's an iconic moment.
I think there's nothing better than someone being able to embrace, not just that, how clever it is, how you do it and what you think of to come up with, you find something and then it's so clever how you can spin it into a joke or a meme.
But there's been so many so many moments over the years that you can do that. You know, Eurovision, the singing career, the moments in the jungle, you know, the book launches. It's just been insane. There's so much content to use.
The book launches, the outfits, like,
love it. You want to see what I'm wearing for the podcast show then?
Oh, I will, baby.
Give us a sneak peek.
Go on, get it out.
Right, so this is what I've done. So the guy who's made all of my press call outfits, you know, when I do my press calls and I like to go over the top.
No.
Yeah. It's all about outfits and personality. I don't care about people who want to slag me off, slate me. I do what I do. I'm not perfect and I make mistakes, but I'm still here, positive, laughing and doing what the fuck I want.
Sophie, what is your favourite Katie Price song that Katie's released? I've got a favourite.
I got you.
I got you.
Yeah.
Why do you like that one? What about the ones that I'm doing?
Do you know what it is? It's because when you sing it and you do the high note, it's like your little face when you really like,
But what do you want me to do? I've got expression after Botox.
I know, but like, what were we talking about on the pod the other week? You know, like
the other ones.
No, like when you sing, you're like,
It's sexy. It sounds.
Princess hates it. She goes, Mum, when you sing, why don't you go like?
Yes, please sing. Can we have I Got You? Can we have
Hanno?
I love it. Hanno. What's up, yo? Hanno.
Babe, that was great. That hurt. You know, oh, yeah.
I've got to say that performance of I Got You on Loose Women has been a meme now for years. And I was the first person to ever do that, because it's like when you're at the cash machine and the bank tells you you've got no money, and then you go, I know.
I love that.
Oh, honestly.
But do you know what? That's an actual talent you've got, though. Oh. I don't know when you knew you got it, but to even come up with things like that is a talent in itself.
Oh,
so
thank
I applaud you,
very
you
much.
For that.
That's very kind.
No, because it's funny, and I don't know what they... Not that I'm saying you haven't got talent, but I don't know what they call that talent. Improvising something to make it funny. What do they call it? Like
being a sarky bastard, I think it's probably...
Yeah, but not anyone can do that.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. One of my other favourite songs of yours, and this is something that I am going to campaign for. When are we going to get Free to Love Again on streaming? Because the gays need it.
I don't know. This is the thing. I did that in my bedroom, and all I remember, the guy's name. Do you remember there was this singer called Mickey, a girl?
Yes.
Mickey.
Yeah. Like, oh, Mickey is
right?
a fan.
It was her boyfriend.
Mickey.
Yeah, it was her boyfriend.
Lolly. Yes.
Lolly.
And she did.
It was her boyfriend that did that song, and I don't know his name or his contact. But everyone says they want to buy that song, and I don't know how to contact him.
Lolly, if you are listening, please sell it to Katie, please. Thank you.
Listen.
Yeah, just give me it so we can just download it, because everyone, free to love again.
Free to love again.
But you know what, Katie? What everyone's what everyone's done with it is that they've changed it into a drag name, Free to Love.
Frida Love.
Please welcome from RuPaul's Drag Race UK, Frida Love.
That is brilliant.
This is
How
it.
Did we not know that?
This is
there
it.
You go.
I didn't then.
This is it.
Oh, I love that. So yeah, I would actually do that one on tour, but I don't know how to get the backing track for it or anything. So.
I will pay for it to be reproduced because I want to hear that live. I love it.
I love it. And all my songs I do are live. So if I'm out of tune, I don't care. I'm loving life and singing it live. But I have recorded songs that I know I can sing.
The audience end up singing along with you anyway.
Shall I tell you what ones I've done?
Go on then.
And tell me if they're going to love it at Gay Pride. And be honest, because I don't care if you
Well,
don't
I'm
like
not gay.
We're not gay. What are you talking about? Us? Oh my God, not us. Yeah, go on.
I've done a cover of You Don't Have to Take Your Clothes Off. To have a good time. And then I've done Many Mr. Ride, the man of my dreams,
well,
the one
good.
And only true love. That one. And I've done a cover of Brothers and Sisters Together We'll Make It Through.
The gays are going to cry
their
eyes out.
I've done it like a ballad and then into last. And this one. Tell it to my heart, tell me I'm the only one. Is this really love or just a game?
The lesbians will love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes!
I think as a Pride set goes, I think you're pretty much on the money.
Yeah.
The question I've got to ask you is, Sophie, are you going to be doing backing vocals or?
She can't sing
like
shit.
I can't sing. I used to be
she
able
can
to
dance. She can dance. I'm the singer.
I'm trying to be a professional
singer. Of the family.
Like, this is one thing you'll learn about me. I say, you know when some people are like, oh, I can't compete with that person. There's room for everyone,
yeah.
for
exactly.
everyone. Embrace it. And I hate that when people get so bitchy about oh, I'm the only one who's good at this and this. No, there's room for everyone. Embrace everyone.
Oh, my God. Like, well,
but the truth is, there's only one pricing.
Well, you never got to underestimate the pricing.
Never underestimate the C.
No, I love the way you've just done that accent as well when you said it.
So one of my things when I have a drink, Kate, I've got to tell you, like long time fan,
long time fan.
And whenever I see Rylan, we're always like, never underestimate the pricey. It's just, I love it.
Well.
I love it.
Please do an impression. Go on.
You got to do the shoulder like this as well when you go, there's only one pricey.
Okay.
Go on, do it.
I've only really got one line, but I'll try. Never underestimate the pricey.
I love it.
Do you know what else I do as well? I always talk about when people are like, oh, smile for the camera. And I always take on the advice that you gave in your first book.
I know what you're going
to
say.
Which is look into the sunset and pretend you're blowing bubbles.
Yeah, do you know why? Right, honestly.
Talk us through.
Like, I am. Right, so this is what I always try and teach people. So imagine now you're sitting there and you're looking at the sunset and it's a bit bright, so you sort of squint your eyes a bit like that.
Is this good?
And like with your lips, and then sort of just as if you're blowing bubbles like that. And that's the pout in the eyes, like.
And is it, there's sometimes a cheeky wink as well, isn't there? Is it a family trait? Can you, what does your pricey look like?
Princess can do it, and so can Bunny. They do it so well, didn't they?
Yeah.
They love it.
Princess is doing really well, isn't she?
Yeah.
Smashing
it.
She
is.
She's smashing it.
She takes after her mother.
Never underestimate the mini poison.
Yeah, I love that.
Copyright.
We've got to do a meme of that.
A meme.
It can be a meme. It can be whatever you want, Katie.
You've got to do a meme.
Why don't you do one of Princess? I'd love you to find one of that, and then I'll share that, and we can get the chat. Could be her saying.
Definitely. We'll definitely.
There's only one mini
pricey. Don't underestimate the mini pricey.
I love it.
So when you go on tour, is it going to be chaotic? Do you think? Because I like chaos.
So, how it works...
Go on, Soph, I'll let you speak for 1 minute.
Right, so we were actually meant to be sharing a room, but I think JJ's coming on tour with us now as well.
Oh, yeah, JJ will be there,
So originally, Kate was like, oh, it's all right, all three of us were going in one room, and I'm like, no, you can have your own room, thanks. So
But I hate being on my own. It's boring in a hotel room, or bed on your own. Like, what?
Yeah, but
if you've got someone, I like to share them and have a bit of a laugh before you go to bed.
The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing. And what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders? We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. Every week on our podcast, girlies, what we do is we bring back items from the past that have contributed to Hun culture in this day and age. And basically, these are iconic things that have been out and about back in the day, and we bring them back on the podcast to discuss. And you are going to love what I've got in my box here, Huns.
Whoa. Let me get the box.
So, in the Hunstree box this week, Electra, tell us what we've got.
In this gorgeous velour Hunstree box this week is...
Are you ready?
The Katie Price hairdryer.
Oh my God. I've got one of them in my office. I've bought them out for Superdrug years ago. Look at that.
Were they actually any good?
Yeah, babe. Well,
this one works. It's going to treat on my hair. What are you talking about?
Look at that. Right, now this is Hun to me.
Yeah.
Like, every Hun has one of these. Like, it's giving me, like, do you know what, like, lit. Early noughties, hun.
Yeah, this is... Can you remember?
ASMR! Yeah, ASMR! Love it, yeah!
What's the process...
Blow you away.
What's the process like for a brand deal like that? Do you get to test it before it goes out, Katie?
No, every product that I have ever done, I will not let anyone design anything or colours. It doesn't matter if it was perfume, I even have to smell it. Things like that and packaging, I'm involved in everything. That's my favourite thing. Thinking, right, what do I want to bring out? and then creating it, and then it all being there done, the satisfaction and that.
Do you know what, actually, Kate was clearing out her containers the other day and found these old stress tits.
Stress
tell
tits?
Tell them about the stress tits. I used to sell them
years ago when I had a website, because they didn't have, like, internet, or, I mean, not internet, social stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I invented a stress tit, and it looks like a tit with, like, a nipple on it. And I used to sell them and sign them. People used to, like, they used to love fly it. Out. So you're like that on the tip.
You need to sell those on the tour. They will sell within seconds.
Do you think?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I reckon, yeah, I think, yeah, I might need one after today, actually. A stress tit. A nice stress tit to get the weekend going.
But this is the thing, Soph. If this tour goes well, because we've started small, and this is like what I do with anything, never be greedy. Like, if you want to bring out a clothing range or something, start with a few items, make money, put it back in, and then grow it. So with our tour, we started with one night last year after 3 months of doing our pod, and everyone went, Kate, you can't do it, it's too quick. I went, I don't care, I just want to try it. So we did, and we sold it out, a small theatre. So then this time, that I proved that we could do it. So now we've opened up to doing a tour for it. Small, not the big ones yet. And if this goes well, and then next time we're going for bigger, and then that time I will bring out a merchandise shop and bring all stuff like that in it.
I think we're also looking at doing a little Christmas.
A little show. Christmas
special.
Little Chrissy special.
The prices at Christmas.
Hopefully in Brighton.
What I love about you with Brighton is that, you know, even from way back in the early days, you are... I know Brighton. I probably knew Brighton first because I followed you back in the day. You know, you are a good advocate for the area. Do you still live? Is the mansion close?
Yeah, not far. Yeah, not far. I'm always in Brighton, though. Always in Brighton.
Down the lanes.
Oh, I love that. Love the lanes. Earlier.
So when does the tour start? So how long have you got until tour starts?
Next week. It's so the 21st.
21st of May, tour kicks off. We are in, is it Birmingham first?
Birmingham.
Then Cardiff, then London.
And hold on, so Cardiff one, which is the 22nd of May, is my birthday.
It's Kate's birthday.
When I turn 46.
How are you going to celebrate your birthday on tour? What's the plans? A big party?
Colin the Caterpillar cake from Michael Spencer's.
I love a Colin the Caterpillar.
And just celebrating it with everyone in the crowd.
Yep.
It's going to
celebrate good times. Come on. To be honest, each pod we celebrate. And do you know one thing about having a podcast show on the tour? You know everyone are there because they want to be there and they know about us. They're not there to slag you off, troll you. This, even though you'll get journalists who are trying to belittle it, but that's natural. I always call them out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I say it before I start. I say, are there any journalists here? Because if you are, stand up. And if you don't want to stand up, we're all going to watch what you write about the show.
Oh, God. I'd just shrink.
She's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen, not a blind agent at all.
Are you guys going to do a tour? I think you should.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we do events already. So we do brunches. So we do drag brunch.
We
you must come.
We've spoken about that.
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yes. Anytime you want to come, Huns, you would be my guest.
We will.
Yes. Please.
We do it in Shoreditch, we do them in London, but we have done it in Brighton. We've done it in Brighton a couple of times. And it's basically, it's like all the tunes from back in the day, the 90s, the noughties. We always play I Got You. We can't play Free to Love again because it's not on streaming. But
the next time you do one, right, we won't tell anyone. And you could always say there's a surprise special guest.
There's a surprise.
This is a surprise. Oh, they actually tease them like that. We have a surprise coming.
Do we have a...
Yes, and I'll come and sing I Got You.
Oh, hun, it would go wild.
It would go... It'd be mad.
It would go wild. So have you got a week of rehearsals now in lead up to the...
No, I've got no rehearsals. It is exactly turn up.
Turn up and go.
I've got jobs to do on the 21st. As long as I get there for 6:30, my meet and greets, and then it just goes from there.
What jobs have you got on the 21st?
Ooh.
I have got...
Let me check your diary.
I've got it here, Soph. Well, I've got some sessions to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, look at my diaries every day like this. And don't laugh at this, because I can't use my phone for diaries.
I use my paper diary.
Do you? I've got so many. This one I like, because I just see the whole week and think, oh, I've got all that. But that's what I do. Love a paper diary.
Old ways the best way.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well,
what are you typing away, Soph?
No, I just had an email come in. Sorry.
She's always working. Wait, she's multitasking.
Always working. There's always stuff going on in the background.
Now, if I did something like that, you would have a go at me because you'll be like, concentrate.
No, that's because I've got better focus than you. Your brain is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, chaos. Like, I should be called Katie Chaos Price, really.
Yeah, I can see where you got that from, but we love it. We love it.
Who doesn't love a bit of chaos?
I would change how I am. Organised chaos, though.
Organised.
Well, that's true. Did you guys ever watch that Tom and Pammy? On,
yes.
Disney Plus.
I loved it.
I
didn't watch that. No, I never
really
watched
good.
That.
Oh,
did you watch
the
documentary of her on Netflix?
Yes.
What did you think?
It was great because you got to see once again behind the headlines and you got to know the
we
real
story. We were quite
story.
Similar, weren't we, so far, stories and that?
Yeah, I think she came across really well, really vulnerable, and it's good to see a different side.
Yeah,
but
agree.
I didn't realise all the Baywatch stuff, like she got no royalties at all for
it's
that.
Bad, because
like, what
it's
the
terrible.
Hell?
Yeah.
It's like literally when you think of Baywatch, you just think Pam Anderson. Yeah. I know I do.
But it's like just, now, back in the day, if I ever took anyone on and managed them now, eventually when I do a management company, I will make sure that girls, boys own their copyright of their pictures. Yeah. Because even in, every time someone goes to New York, they use a picture of me to, advertise a strip club. And
yeah,
it's
we were
a good
talking
picture.
About this the other day.
And they used my picture for it. And they used the same picture for years. But if I had copyright of it, you know where it's going and you'd get money for it.
Absolutely.
But this is a learning game when you grow up. You always know more when you're older, don't you?
I think you should do like, you know, like an e-learning course for people about your things that you've learned from the industry. You know, like they do, you know, like all these gurus on TikTok and stuff like that. They're always selling like how to become TikTok famous. I think you should do an e-learning course for people or a virtual course.
People should learn about
they don't
that.
Teach you how to wire a plug in school either. If a fuse went in my house,
I
would not have
that.
A clue.
I'm well good at that stuff.
Are you?
I'm oh, not. Yeah, my blind I'm dad taught me. I'm not even joking, he did.
I don't know how to do a blog.
Oh, I can help you with that, babes. I'm really, really good at all that stuff.
Can you change your tyre? Can you
yes?
change your tyre?
No.
On a
no,
I could change your tyre, babes.
Can you do that as well? See, that's bloody good, isn't
no.
it?
I know. I'm very, like, manly in that kind of stuff. But
you're a man.
Do you know what I've realised sitting here? I've realised I've not put my tits in. I was like, why is this so baggy? I've not put my tits in.
Don't worry, I've made up for
you
today.
Thanks,
babes. Oh, girls, thank you so, so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, no,
this has been like a bucket list thing for me to have a chat with you. I've been like, we are long-time
yes,
fans.
Yes, definitely.
Like, love
oh,
you
thank
both
you.
So
and
much.
I can't wait to meet you in person.
At the
our
pod.
Podcast show.
24.
Definitely. Yeah. And we will talk about getting you on stage to sing.
Yeah, definitely.
Love that. And it's good because it's a podcast. You do podcasts, so people would know yours, and it's all helping
yeah.
each other. And
yeah, and we've supplied you with some mugs as prizes for
yes.
your podcast as a
yes,
for your
thank
show.
You.
As well.
So
yeah.
much
oh
for them.
My
no
god,
worries.
I love that.
Yes.
No worry. They said, do you never guess what they say? They say never underestimate the prices.
The prices.
Oh, girls, we Bring wish you on. All the best with the podcast. We love it. We listen to
Thank
it every
you
week.
So much.
And wishing you all the best on the tour. Literally can't wait to come and see it on
oh,
the 24th.
I'm frothing. I can't bloody wait. It's been so
oh,
good.
You have to let us know what you really think of it after. Like, be critical.
No.
Yes.
Us, so.
I will yeah. be singing along. I will have Free to Love Again in my ears on YouTube.
I'm going to have to do Free to
you've
Love
You've got to do
again,
Free to Love. Free to Love. Please welcome Free to Love.
I love that.
Oh, I'm going to have to. I've got to remember the words. I've fucking had another song to learn. I've got
oh,
the
God.
Words to
just
it.
Just do the words of I Got You to it. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, thanks very much. And thanks for having us. And keep the memes going. Or memes, whatever
memes.
They are.
Memes
going.
Memes for life.
I know.
Oh my God. Love them.
I think we just got a gig as well.
Yeah, this is it, you know.
Booked and blessed.
We're always hustling here.
Yeah, we are.
That's
hustles.
So hustle.
Yeah, that's...
Sounds like a movie I once watched. Say no more about that. I'm going to need to lie down after that episode. Iconic. J, Join us again on That's So Hun, where we'll be having another chaotic episode, I'm sure. It's been fabulous. From me, Gareth.
And me, Electra.
No inspirational quotes this week because we're just absolutely drained. It was fabulous. I loved it. I loved it.
Thank you so much, everybody. I've done it.
And never underestimate.
Goodbye, the sea.
I'm done.
The Pricey. So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you follow in at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take a Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton & Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.